Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tepthard Egg Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for July corn down 24.5 cents at 660. July wheat down 22.25 cents at 658.25. July beans down 41.75 cents at 1466.75. December corn was down 34.25 at 575.5, and November beans were down 53.5 at 1365. We have crop progress tonight. Some people are looking for another couple of points of decline in the ratings. I think certainly the Dakotas might see some declines, but I think in a lot of places we might see some increases, but it's kind of a 50-50 guess out there, but maybe steady to a little bit lower. Inspections this morning, they should be light on the beans, decent on the wheat, corn, a good number, but certainly less than what we've been seeing out here. There's a report out that there's a possible nuclear leak in China. That report, the information's been floating around since last week. It doesn't seem like the market's too concerned with it. So I think it's one of these stories that may be out there to try to bolster prices. But we see the bean oil was down over 3 cents last night. Palm oil is at the lowest level in 4 months. So the weather is obviously the big reason why we were down so much overnight. We didn't see a whole lot of rain. There isn't a whole lot of rain in the forecast for the next week. But the next week certainly looks a lot cooler than it's been. And then in the 11 to 14 day cycle, we get fair amounts of rain around the country. So that's what put the pressure on these prices overnight. We'll see if somebody wants to defend their positions or, you know, try to do something to hold this thing together. But the funds are still long, you know, somewhere around 280,000 contracts of corn, 100 and something beans. So there still could be some liquidation out here. Really don't see much else. The dollar is about steady. Crude oil is up on its highs. Contract highs up 63 cents at 71.54. I don't know if that'll be enough to help the grain markets out here. The metals are sharply lower. Silver's down 46. Gold's down $30 an ounce, so I'm not sure that'll be much help either. Overall, it's a weather game and a fun game. Do the funds want to try to defend their position on a lower opening, or are they wanting to give up the ghost here? Well, no, I think in the first half hour. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.